Thank you, everybody. Right now it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Ed Cutler from Papillion, Nebraska.
Papillion, Nebraska. Now, where is that exactly?
Oh, it's just south of Omaha.
All right, so you're out there. What do you do there?
I'm a certified registered nurse anesthetist.
A certified registered nurse anesthetist?
Correct.
Okay, so that means that you're the person helping put people to sleep when they need to be put to sleep.
I put people to sleep, yeah.
Right.
Pretty much my, you know.
I was about to say we have that in common, but...
Yes.
Ed, welcome to the show. You are going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Corvo, what is Ed's topic?
Whoa, dude, this is so much better than a bloomin' onion.
Who among us doesn't love eating out at Applebee's or Chi-Chi's or Chili's? Well, just when we thought those restaurants could not get any better, this week we read a story that made us want to drive down to the mini mall and wait for the doors to open. Our panelists are going to tell you stories about family restaurant chains getting even more awesome. Choose the real story. You'll win Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
I'm ready to play.
First, let's hear from Charlie Pierce.
The proprietors of the Long John Silver's restaurant chain announced this week that they would sponsor a bass fishing tour to compete with the more established Bassmasters Tour. The hitch? The winning fish of each week's tournament will be sent to one of the chain's franchise restaurants to be served to a lucky patron. The customer who orders the fish will win a cash prize totaling $10,000. The prize-winning fish will be served with a full flourish of trumpets, a recorded choir singing the Alleluia chorus, and extra onion rings. We believe this will combine the essential dynamics of competitive fishing, the Long John Silver's brand, and Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, said Peter Walston, Long John Silver's vice president of marketing. Besides, the onion rings really rock.
Your golden ticket is a fried fish at Long John Silver's. Your next story of a family restaurant getting a makeover comes from Drew Carey.
It's from Reuters. Lab Farm, the British biofood giant, has announced plans to bring their chain of casual dining restaurants to the United States, featuring nothing but laboratory-created and chemically-enhanced food. The chain, called Farm Fresh, that's P-H-A-R-M, is already well-known in the U.K. for its larger-than-life deep-fried broccoli stalks, test tube veal, and plate-sized chemically enhanced baked potatoes that serve four. A typical entree of replicated chicken breast with dipping sauce is scheduled to cost around $12 U.S. Said Ian Ferguson, the executive in charge of selling Americans on this uniquely European concept, quote, Americans eat chemically made food all day, but they aren't aware of it. We're completely above board about the food we serve and can honestly say no animals were harmed in the process of preparing your meal. But just how safe is all this chemically treated, irradiated food? Safer than a cigarette, chuckled Ferguson, puffing on a cigarette. Their first store will be open in Palo Alto, California this winter.
It's all bioengineered food all the time at a new family restaurant coming to the United States. Your last story about a restaurant chain sharpening its image comes from Kiri O'Connor.
You've seen Playboy's Girls of the Big Ten. You've seen the girls of Enron, the girls of Survivor, even, yeah, right, the girls of the Ivy League. Now get ready for the girls of Olive Garden. See, Hugh Hefner and his hot girlfriend Kendra Wilkinson like hanging at the OG. The blondly bodacious Wilkinson loves her free breadsticks, but she also loves her saucy wenches, and the search for the Playboy spread is on. So if you'd like to mix your creamy salad dressing with a little steamy undressing, apply now.
All right, then. One of these three stories is true. Is it that Long John Silver's, this is from Charlie Pierce, have announced a bass fishing competition in which the winning bass will be killed, fried, and served to a lucky patron? From Drew Carey, the story of a whole new restaurant chain which specializes in massive, delicious, and weirdly artificial bioengineered food? Or from Kiri O'Connor, Playboy planning a new feature, The Girls of the Olive Garden Restaurant Chain. Which of these is the real story of a family restaurant being all spiced up?
I'm actually going to go with Drew Carey.
You're going to go with Drew Carey?
I really am.
You really are? You think that the...
Yeah, I really think.
Okay. All right, then. Your choice is Drew Carey's story of the completely artificially bioengineered restaurant. Well, we spoke to someone familiar with the real story.
Hugh Hefner's girlfriend Kendra from The Girls Next Door thinks the breadsticks at Olive Garden are as hot as the restaurant servers.
That was John D. Thomas, editor of Playboy.com, explaining why the Olive Garden ladies are now ready for their close-up in centerfold fashion. I'm so sorry, but as you have no doubt figured out, Kiri had the real answer. You did, however, earn a point for Drew Carey on his debut as a panelist, which is pretty exciting.
Sorry, Ed. I'm really sorry. And Peter owes me $100.
That's exactly true.
I bet Peter $100 that somebody would pick my story before this.
So thanks a lot. Ed.
Yes.
Ed, thank you so much for playing.
Thank you very much, Peter.
Bye-bye.
Bye.